Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth scoops up the ball and tags Chapman for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to first to double up Hayworth. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Koenig moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrell for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth strikes out. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey is walked intentionally. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Larry scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-3 in the game. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.